Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. My question is on Article 33. Considering that China accepted the recommendation from its Universal Periodic Review in 2018 to establish a national human rights institution, what stage is this process at? And when will be the appropriate moment for the elaboration of human rights plan, and how will the civil society participate in this process to be compliant with the Paris principles? Thank you very much. And on Article 29, I noted that in the reply to the list of issues, Hong Kong stated, I quote, "Prior to any public events, the policy will conduct a comprehensive threat assessment to identify any potential hazards which may cause harm to participations, including persons with disabilities." My question is, what are potential hazards that persons with disabilities may cause according to the police protocols, and how the government will ensure the protection of human rights of protesters with disabilities in the region and guarantee that injured persons from the protests who doesn't receive health care treatments, including in mainland China? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Scheffer. You have the floor.
Thank you, Chair.